Good morning to those that are here, those that are listening on the internet, and those that are listening on the Fisherman Ministry website. I was in prayer, and you know, every now and then I ask the Lord some of the dumbest things. I'm sure none of you have that problem. And one of the dumb things I ask the Lord is, God, what in the world were you thinking of when you chose me? I gotta be the biggest mess up you ever chose. I mean, I made Paul look good before you found him. And, yeah, I know nobody else has that problem. But I've asked him many times. Maybe Bob has, I'm not sure, but this is what came to me. And I've read it hundreds of times. But somehow or another, never applied it the way I believe God would have me to apply it. I'm in 1 Corinthians. I'm in chapter 1. And I'm going to start at verse 23. We preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. Now, Greeks here represent the intelligentsia, the smart dudes, the college folk, the ones with the good educations. Because right before that, you see, the Jews require a sign, the Greeks seek after wisdom. Okay, we'll go back to 24 now. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. You're sitting in here right now. Which one are you? Or which combination are you? I hear just about every one of them. Foolish. Weak, base. Yeah, I hate about every one of them. If you're a believer in Christ, whom God hath called, you're going to fall in one or more of these categories. If you're sitting in a church and you don't think any of this applies to you, you might want to reevaluate your position with the Lord. It may not be what you think it is. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. See, God calls us to be in Christ because Christ is made to be for us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. It's not something we do. It's not something we are even capable of doing. God made Christ to be these things for us, that when we be in him, we can rest in those things. Go back to Hebrews 4. And when you rest in Christ, you seek from your works, just as God rested from his. So what happens is, when you become a believer, before you become a believer, you spend your life trying to fit into something, or trying to meet some mark, or trying to show yourself to be worth something. But once you come to Christ, one of the ways you come to Christ is you realize you can't be anything like that. You really can't do it. I feel sorry for those who seem to have achieved that stuff, because they'll never see the other. But when you come to that place where you realize you can't achieve it, it's not there, it's not in you, you're incapable of it, then you're in a place where God can give you Jesus. And Jesus has made these things to be for you, that you can rest in them. And that is why it says that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Anything I do good, I gotta blame the Lord. Anything I do evil, it's all on me. Anything I do stupid, it's on me. Or Bob, it's his fault. Or my wife's fault. Anybody relate to that? It's always somebody's fault, right? It's not God's fault. And that's how Paul could go down in chapter 2 and say, and I, brother, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Paul, who was an educated man, wise in the law and the knowledge of the world through the Jews and the Greeks, he had it both ways. And yet counted it all dung when he came to know the Lord. If you know Jesus, then you know it all. It's the only thing you need to know is Jesus and him crucified, raised from the dead. He was raised from the dead as a promise to us that he will raise us up from the dead also. Not only did he die for our sins, he was raised up for our faith and for our life, that we may live in him by his faith. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now, if you can come to that place where you recognize yourself as one of those things that Paul was talking about, foolish, weak, base, whatever. And you can throw your hope on Christ and believe what he says. Then you too can demonstrate the word and gospel of Jesus Christ by the power of God. As long as you're depending on yourself and your goodness and your greatness, you cannot do it. But when you know you're not good and He is, then it's a simple thing. Amen. Now, I took a little bit of Steve's time. I'm sure he's not going to mind. And I don't believe there's another service on after us today. So, if the Lord wants to carry it a little longer, I'm not going to turn it off. People listening can turn it off, but I won't. Amen. Unless Steve gets boring, I'll just tell him, shut up. God bless him. All right, play some music. I'm done.